What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Healing Is Not Linear podcast. I am Mackenzie, and I am so glad that you decided to pick my podcast to listen to and just support me and listen to what I have to say, and I just really appreciate that. Last week, I had Kathleen on my podcast, and we talked about chronic illness and talked about the things that she goes through and a little bit about eating disorders and just a bunch of things like that. If you haven't listened to it, I definitely suggest you go listen to it now. It's really great. She's such a sweet person. I consider Kathleen one of my really good friends, and she's just always been someone that's always just there for me and always has a listening ear, and I just really, really appreciate her. And in light of having a friend on the podcast last week, today I figured I'd talk about friendship and friends. And, you know, I know that we go in life and we have friends during certain periods of our life, I feel like, and we, you know, sometimes lose friends, we gain friends, we lose friends again. And I just really have been through a lot with different types of friends and different groups throughout the years of my life. And I just really want to share some things that I've just noticed and things that I have just learned throughout the years about being a good friend and what a good friend is. And I just really want to share that today. And also talk about some other things. So yeah, I'm super excited. Before we get started, I definitely just want to talk about a little bit about last week's podcast when we talked about kind of on bullying a little bit. I know that Kathleen had mentioned that, you know, we went to the same high school and that she had just dealt with some people being mean about her weight, and that's kind of what trickled into her eating disorder. And I know that I had dealt with some, you know, people being really, really mean to me in high school and spreading rumors, and even after high school, still dealing with those same people, if not other people now, just because I am such a pushover when it comes to people, and I definitely don't always stand up for myself. And I used to be pretty bad about it. I've gotten a lot better because I've found my voice and I know what I do and don't deserve, and so I definitely have gotten better about that. But I definitely just want to make sure that if you are going through anything like that, that you just reach out to somebody, because I know that bullying can lead to, you know, things of depression and just horrible thoughts because you feel like everything that person is saying is true. And let me tell you, none of it is. The only opinion that you should ever listen to is God's, and He obviously loves you and adores you and thinks you're perfect just the way that you are. So there's no need to listen to those other people, because obviously most of the time they're just jealous or they have their own insecurities, so they just take out their insecurities and put them on you. And I just really wanted to emphasize that, because I know that I see that so often now, people being bullied and just allowing those words to seep into them and just believing everything they say. And I just think that that is just so awful, and those people go their whole lives thinking that everything that they've been told is true, and it's not. And I understand that, because I did the same thing. I let people bully me and tell me things that weren't true about myself, and I believed them and let it hurt me for years and years and years. And I finally have just had to let it go and not believe everything that they said about me. So I definitely just wanted to really say that, and, you know, just know that you are so loved and that you are all so beautiful and perfect the way that you are in God's image. So let's start off talking about friends. I mean, what is the definition of a friend? Because I feel like there are probably so many different types of people, like how they describe what a friend is. And one thing that I found, this is actually on Pinterest, it was like a kind of in like their quote section, but I found that it says friend, and then underneath it says one who listens, doesn't judge, and somehow makes everything all right. I love that. I know that's probably not the true actual definition of a friend, but to me, that is kind of what I think is a friend, because I know that's how I try to be with my friends, and I try to listen to their problems and just be there and not judge them if they're telling me something that they did or you know, just listening really is the biggest thing. I know that sometimes I need that with my friends. I just want to be able to talk to them and just have them listen and not sometimes even say anything, but just listen, because I know that it just feels so good to vent and be able to talk to somebody who isn't going to judge you and who's going to be just there for you and not talk about themselves for once. And I know that I have some good friends who will do that. They'll just listen to me talk and vent. And I just really appreciate that. And I know that I try to be like that too. Like I said, I try to be that good friend that listens and doesn't judge and just tries to be there for them and give them advice when it's needed. I definitely think that if you're a friend, like, you should also tell your friends if what they are doing is wrong or they feel like they need the advice, that you're also there for them. But sometimes you don't always want to say what they want to hear, kind of thing. Like, you sometimes need to be a little bit, you know, hey, that's probably not something you should be doing, or, you know, hey, like, I really love you and I just don't want you to be hurting yourself, type of thing. I mean, there's definitely a way that you can say it without it being coming off rude or judgmental. And I sometimes think that's good too. I don't think you should always just, you know, let them do whatever, especially if they're your really good friend. You don't want them to hurt themselves or get into any type of trouble. So I definitely think that is important. And I have just had so many different types of friends over the years. In high school, I didn't really have too many friends. I was kind of like, you know, not like a loner, but just kind of only had like a couple of friends that I really talked to. I didn't really venture out too much. I was very shy. I'm a very shy, introverted person as it is. I've definitely got a heck of a lot better since high school because I've had to kind of push myself out of that comfort zone of being shy. And especially in the job that I am now, I can't really be shy because I have to talk to people. So I definitely have gotten better about that. But in high school, yeah, I was extremely shy. I didn't really talk to anybody new. I talked to the same people that I saw every day. And if I wasn't with those people, then I was just quiet and kind of stuck to myself. And there's nothing wrong with that, of course. You know, some people are just the loudest ones in the class and some people aren't. There's nothing wrong with that. I had some people say some not very nice things about me and spread rumors about me because I did go to a Christian school and I came from a public school. And I don't know if it was just because they thought, oh, wow, you know, you're not Christian enough because you came from public school, or, you know, I was just maybe more experienced than other girls. I don't know. I mean, I hadn't done anything before. I mean, I was like innocent and had only maybe ever kissed like two boys in my whole life. I mean, I was only in ninth grade, so I wasn't like experienced or anything, but probably had maybe talked to boys more than the other girls had, since a lot of them were just, you know, in Christian school, and there's nothing wrong with that. But anyways, so before I get in trouble and people yell at me, I definitely had some great friends in high school though. Like I said, Kathleen was one of my friends in school, and I also had a friend named Emily, and she was really great and she was really sweet, and we always were so funny together and weird. And oh my gosh, it's just so funny when I look back at videos of what I was in high school. I'm like, oh my gosh, what is wrong with me? Like, was I on drugs half of my high school life? Like, I feel like the kids nowadays in high school are not weird like we were. Like, I told James the other night, I said everybody needs to go through that awkward phase where they don't know who they are, they don't know how to dress, they don't know how to do their hair, they don't wear makeup like we did. And I feel like no high schooler looks like that now. Like, they're all perfect and look like models, and I'm like, what the heck? So I'm like still trying to figure out who I am now and still trying to figure out what to wear and how to do my hair and my makeup. I mean, so it's not like anything has really changed. But yeah, I had some great friends. And then after high school, I kind of separated myself from a lot of those friends. I didn't really talk to them as much. I still kept in contact with Kathleen and my friend Emily, but the other ones I just kind of stopped talking to, because after high school, I feel like a lot of things change and you make new meet new people, make new friends. I wanted to kind of forget about a lot of things that happened in high school. And because I was so miserable those 4 years, I didn't want to have to sometimes talk to some of those people that I was friends with, because it brought back so many memories. And I know that's so awful, and I kind of regret that now, because the friends that I did have, they were so great. But I was just so sad during those years. I just didn't want to constantly be reminded of what happened in high school and how I felt and just how I felt about myself. And I literally just was so miserable and really hated who I was. And, you know, I let people trample all over me and let people say things about me that weren't true and let boys talk to me certain ways. It was just not good. But after high school, I got into a friend group that probably wasn't the best because I felt like I had listened to what everyone had said about me in high school. And I kind of associated myself with people that were into doing not really bad things, I would say, because I still had never drank alcohol, never done any drugs. I still, to this day, have never done a drug. And I really just started to drink alcohol like maybe 2 years ago and not even like really drink. I'd have like one drink and I'd be like, okay, I'm done. So I really didn't get, actually my first time getting drunk was with James. So that's really sad. I'm like 26 years old and never had been drunk before. But anyways, besides the point, I definitely just lost myself in that friend group. I became someone that I did not know who I was. I went to clubs all the time and, you know, just wasn't a good person. I cussed a lot and just, you know, I don't know. I don't want to go into too much detail, but it was just a rough little couple of years. And to be honest, I was so sad. I acted like I was so happy on the outside and that I was just loving my life. And I would post on, you know, social media that I was just so happy and that I love this friend group and, you know, blah, blah. But deep down inside, I remember just being miserable. And I had also been still struggling with an eating disorder. So no one had really known about that. I was still struggling with a lot of like body dysmorphia problems. And also too, just like a little bit of my, you know, depression had started, which I know I haven't really talked about too much because I don't like to talk about it. I don't like to talk or think that I had depression because I was in kind of denial about how I felt. But I know that there was a point where I was just so sad and I just didn't like who I was and who I was hanging out with. And after a couple of years of being friends with those people, I actually kind of like left that group and I started working at Fitness Connection during this time. So I was probably, oh gosh, I was probably 18, 19 when I started working at the gym. I might have been 19. I can't really remember. I was young though, and it was kind of my first job before I had worked at Subway, which I don't even want to count that as a job because it was horrible. But Fitness Connection was kind of my first job that I actually loved. I loved working there. I didn't really have a problem with it. It was super easy, and I liked my coworkers, and that is actually where I met some of my really, really good friends still today. So it's crazy that we have been friends for so long since then. And I'm just so grateful for those friends because they are the true definition of friendship. You know, they listen to me, they let me talk, they hear me, they pray for me. They're, you know, they're just here when I need them. And some of those friends, you know, our friendship has fallen through and that's been hurtful. They're definitely not a bad friend, but we just aren't as close as we used to. And, you know, I have to, you know, this is kind of where I had to stand up for myself because I know what I deserved in a friendship and what I didn't deserve. And I obviously love these friends that I'm still talking about, but I know that I had to say how I felt to them because I just felt like I wasn't getting anything from the friendship. I was giving 100% and I was only getting like 50% from them. And it's just like being in a relationship with a boy or a girl or whatever, that you can't just do, you know, 100 and that person only gives like 20 or 30 because it won't work. It's okay for that to happen sometimes, but I think a lot of the times we forget that you need to give 100% and it's okay not all the time, but most of the time, like, just, you know, make sure that you're there for the person, that it's not always about you, that you listen to their needs as well as they listen to yours. And I think that's also true in a friendship, that I not only needed to be there for them and to listen to their problems, but I also needed them when I needed somebody. And especially when you're going through something really hard, I feel like that's what shows who a true friend is. And this is really sad, but when I had been diagnosed with my endometriosis and also having, you know, being diagnosed with blocked fallopian tubes and finding out that I will never be able to have a child naturally, that's really freaking hard to talk about sometimes with, you know,
my boyfriend and my parents. I sometimes just needed a girlfriend to talk to, and I needed my friends during that time, and it was really sad, but I had only, like, maybe two friends who really showed up during that time and that were really there for me and checked in on me and was there, because I know that if they were going through that, I would definitely have been there for them. And this is not to call out on those friends. I still obviously love them and they're good people, but it really just showed me, like, who my true friends are, because a true friend obviously is going to care about you and be there for you during that hard time. And I just, you know, it was just really heartbreaking for me, and it just made me really, really sad. And I know that I still obviously love them. They're great people, but it was definitely hard, and it kind of, you know, spoke volume to me about that. And I still obviously am trying to get through that, because it still really, really freaking hurt my feelings. And that's really embarrassing to admit that it hurt my feelings that bad. But it's hard when you're going through something really rough and you have been there for that person, or those people, most of their hard times and everything that they've been through, and you've been nothing but, you know, a backbone for them. And then when you needed them, they're like nowhere to be seen or heard. And that's just, like, really hard to sometimes come to terms with that. Hey, like, this person, I love them and they're a friend of mine, but, you know, sometimes it just shows true colors, I think. And that really freaking sucks, especially when you're getting older. You're like, I don't need this in my life, and I don't want this type of people in my life. And I haven't really felt like that. I still obviously talk to these people, and they're still, like I said, my friends. But it just shows you, like, as you get older, that you're like, I don't need to worry about this anymore or cry about it or feel hurt. And it seems like sometimes I feel like a little kid again when I don't get invited to something, and I'm like, I just feel sad. Like, if my friends, you know, go out and do something, and it's so stupid. It feels so stupid when you say it out loud. But, you know, when you were, like, little, and say, like, you had a group of friends and they would go out and do something and you didn't get invited, you kind of felt, like, betrayed. You're like, wow, I can't believe they didn't invite me. They must not like me anymore. And really, it's not like that. It's just sometimes they just like to hang out with them too or whatever. And now, like, that happens all the time. And it still kind of hurts a little bit. Like, it stings, because it's like, I never get invited out to anything, it feels like, anymore. And I think a lot of them think because, oh, well, you have James, so, like, you're always with him. And I'm like, I'm really not. I just think that you guys just assume that. And it really kind of stings and hurts my feelings, to be honest, that, like, I don't always get invited. And sometimes they do forget to, you know, invite me to do things. And that just, like, kind of sucks, because I feel like I don't really get to have as much girl time now, and I obviously love James with all my heart, but he's not a girl, and I need girlfriends to talk to and just go out with and have fun. And, you know, it's fine. I mean, like I said, I'm a big girl. I can get over it. I definitely don't cry about it like I used to when I was little, but it still kind of stings in a way. And it's so funny how no matter what age we get, we still feel like those little things like that still hurt us. And maybe not for you, it doesn't hurt, but it's, like, so annoying to me that I'm like, why do I care so much? Like, I'm not in middle school. So what? They didn't invite me. Like, I could go do something else with somebody else. But it's still really hard to make friends when you're getting older. A lot of my friends, you know, we're kind of all on that same, like, life path right now. Like, no one's really married yet. No one has children. So I definitely feel like we're all kind of in that same path, which is good. But eventually we will get to that point where, like, possibly I could get married in the next couple of years or have a baby in the next, like, 5 years, and they could not be in that same position. And so, like, obviously hanging out will be a lot different because I won't be able to just go out and have fun every single weekend, and that's okay. And I feel like you make new friends with that. But yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's silly, but that's just how I've been feeling lately about friendships. And I've been trying to definitely make new friends. I have hung out with some new people, and they're so sweet and so nice, but it's also very hard because we are all so busy and have such different lives. And I know, like, it was so nice. The other day I hung out with my old roommate, Casey, and we went to the movies and had dinner. And we actually used to do that, like, every weekend, almost, it felt like, because that was just, like, our little thing. And I loved it. Like, it was just so nice to be able to talk to her, and we just never really get to see each other now because, you know, she's still a nanny and I now work in insurance, and our lives are just very different at the moment. You know, we're just both really busy and our schedules are different, so we don't really see each other as often. But when we do, it's like we just picked up right where we left off, and I love that. And, you know, I'm also have joined a Bible study, so I'm making new friends with that, and I did it with Melina, which I love because me and her are so close, and it's just so great to also be surrounded by people who are super positive and have a godly relationships, and I just love that. And I definitely want people listening to this podcast to realize, like, if you are surrounding yourself with negative people who do nothing but bring you down, or just negative people in general, like, you will act like that and you will give off that type of vibe. And I truly believe that who you surround yourself is how you're going to be. I know when I was surrounded by myself with those negative people that were doing all those bad things, like, that's how I was. I was negative. I was doing bad things as well because I felt like, well, they are, so I need to as well. Whereas now, like, obviously I'm older and I've surrounded myself with more positive people and people who bring nothing but joy to my life and have also brought good advice, and I try to do the same to them, that's how I, you know, will act, and in a more godly way. And I love that because that's just how it's supposed to be. And if you don't believe that you won't act like those people, like, you won't, you just can't change people sometimes. And I don't want any of you to go into a friendship group thinking like, oh, like, I'm really good, so I can, like, help them and change them to be better or whatever. But, you know, obviously, like, maybe sometimes that can happen, but I don't think that it's healthy for you to involve yourself with that. So, you know, just don't worry about how many friends you have. If you have one amazing friend, then that's all that really matters. And that's what I've had to come to terms with, that, okay, I have, like, two or three friends that are, like, just amazing people and really good in my life. Like, that's all that matters. I don't need to have 50 friends to feel complete and to feel like, wow, I just have it all. And I definitely think it's definitely quality over quantity. I love that phrase with using for friends, because it really does not matter about the number of friends you have, but the quality friendships that you do have. And I know that I am not the only one that struggles with this, because, like I said, being 26 and finding new friends is so freaking awkward and weird and hard, because you're like, I'm too old for this crap. Like, I know it's not really that old, but you just feel like you're at a certain age where you're like, okay, I don't want to, like, have to go out and make new friends and meet new people. But trust me, it is so worth it. It's awesome. I'm so glad that I have made new friends the way I have and met new people. And yeah, it's just really great. So guys, thank you so much for listening. I know that sometimes these podcasts can seem, you know, all over the place, or just, you know, I'm just sitting here talking about something that you don't really care about, but I don't really care. I love doing this, and I don't really do it for the views, obviously, or the listeners. I just think it's fun to do. And if you do like it, please go on to the iTunes Apple podcast and give me a rating. That really helps to show, you know, up of my podcast up on everybody else's, like, app and stuff like that. Like, when they search it, it will just pop right up. So I would really appreciate that, because I definitely want to get this out there to more people to help others. And yeah, guys, happy Sunday. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week or whenever you're listening to this. And thank you so much.